The debate over possible international action in Syria also prompts memories of Bosnia back in the 1990s. Back then, thousands of Bosnians fled their war-torn homeland and came to the U.S. as refugees. Today, many of them see history repeating itself as more and more Syrians are forced to flee their homes. As part of our Global Nation coverage, reporter Shuka Kalantari spoke with Bosnian refugees in California for their perspective on what it's like to start over as a refugee.
I'm in San Francisco with Seni Felic, a Bosnian who opened his own restaurant a few years ago with a childhood friend from his hometown. Felic is a refugee. He fled to the U.S. in 1994 after Serbian troops started bombing his city. For him, he says, those first few years in the U.S. were the hardest.
You have to daily deal with new culture, new ideas, new language, new food, new smell of air. You know, it's like very... It felt, at the same time, very liberating, but at the same time, very, very emotional, you know.
Felic came to the U.S. without any friends or family. So he says the friends he made here became his family. He says if he could offer one piece of advice to the wave of Syrians now being torn away from their families, it'd be this. Build friendships and community in your new home.
It's really, you know, like important to seek out and make family from people you never seen in your life. So you have your family and you lose it and you go to somewhere else and you create family from people you never seen around. So you seek more to interact with other humans.
Amir Muzic has his own story of survival, of when he had to flee Bosnia. His situation was only made more urgent because of his mixed marriage. Muzic, a Muslim, is married to an Orthodox Serbian.
My wife was working with the army, Yugoslav People Army, and thanks to a major who worked with my wife, he told her, take your family and get out by 9 o'clock in the morning and don't come back until I tell you.
Muzic says he and his wife had 1 hour to pack their bags, round up their two children, and leave the country. Within a few hours after they left, Serbian troops surrounded his city and began arresting people.
Later on, I learned that they actually made a list of people who are going to be executed. So I was on the list. So
you were on the list of people that were going to be executed.
Yeah.
So if you literally didn't leave that morning...
I wouldn't be talking to you now. I wouldn't be talking to you right now.
Today, Muzic helps resettle other refugees through his job at the International Rescue Committee in Oakland. What's his advice for Syrians? He says if they're in the position to resettle to the U.S. or elsewhere, they should do it, immediately. Because even if the Syrian war ends soon, it'll take years to rebuild the country, like in Bosnia.
It'll take really, really long time for things to get better, and they will never be the same, believe me. Never be the same. After the war, nothing is the same. Especially if you have children, young children, why waste your time? Why prevent children for getting better life?
Muzic doesn't agree with U.S. military action in Syria, but he also doesn't think the world should stand by and watch when something can be done right now, helping Syrian refugees. For The World, I'm Shuka Kalantari in San Francisco.